So, choo 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 dum 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 bum 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 bum. It is 9 a.m. here in Los Angeles, and it is Monday, April 15th, A.D. 2024. And we're going to have a fun show, guys. I think I have some things that I would like to cover. And streaming on multiple platforms, including I'm going to connect on IG right now. Shout out, guys. Not that anybody really watches. I mean, some people do on IG. You know, there was this a couple of stabbing attacks. Terrible business down under. Australia, Sydney, suburbs, okay? So this is like Temple City, California, which is a suburb of Los Angeles, or Arcadia, California. They thought that there was a smash and grab at Arcadia, California, relatively recently, at a mall that I used to go to as a kid, and it was kind of shocking because it's just Asians and, like, relatively well-behaved, you know, family Hispanics and whites. Maybe a few blacks here and there, but they're just the nice ones. But a smash and grab, and it's spreading. The homeless problem, it's ridiculous. Two separate issues I brought up there. Let me see. How am I centered? What else? The ladies complaining. The ladies are like conflicted. Shout out to the ladies. We love them if we love anybody. But they're like too modest, too immodest. They're conflicted. It's a mess. It's ridiculous. Oh no, you're fine. I like this split thing. But thank you, Hassan. So they're complaining about Nike, the Nike uniforms for track and US track and field, I guess for the upcoming Olympics or something. And then on airlines, you know how people are just degenerate on the airlines. I'm going to read some of that stuff. I mentioned it in Haik News on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And some other things. Fun stuff. I may touch on this wildlife crossing that they're going to be making up in the 101, the California 101 freeway, highway, whatever that thing is, up in Agoura Hills. I'm shaking my head, but it's kind of fun. Nice. And your calls, guys, and your super chats. I did see that some of them come in. Donald J. Trump gave a super chat, a real one, a couple of them. He bought Haik a couple of coffees, not milkshakes, not Chick-fil-A, because Haik is kind of anti-Chick-fil-A, but coffees. Thank you, Donald J. Trump, and Sion, and others. But anyway, guys, let's get right on with the show!
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's the Haik Report. The Haik Report. La, la, la. Oh, it's the Haik Report. The Haik Report. La, la, la.
Hey, guys!
Oh, it's the Haik Report. The Haik Report.
So, how you guys doing? I am fine. You know, I noticed that when I scream into the mic and I don't back off the mic, it's like extra loud compared to the rest of the show. What a mess. I'm wearing a July Just Feels White t-shirt. I think Anchor Baby might have designed this. Not sure. Don't recall exactly. Celebrate White History Month with Jesse Lee Peterson. This was, I believe, last year's White History Month t-shirt. And those are always the White History Month t-shirts. You know, as July approaches, we start to offer them again. They're always limited edition, so get it while you can. Get it while you can. By the way, I had a nice beach stream. Well, I considered it nice. Like 2.5 hour long beach recording spliced together, various 15 different recordings spliced together, and I put it out in a YouTube premiere. I also uploaded it to my Rumble, I think. Although I think it's still unlisted. Yesterday afternoon, evening. Nice, huh? Thanks for joining me, some of you guys who were participating in the chat, in the live chat, just for fun, just to show off the beautiful California coast landscape down in San Onofre. San Onofre, I think, is mentioned in one of the Beach Boys songs. Could be wrong. Cool. Wow. Lots of stuff going on in the world. Let me dive right into a little bit of news before I get to calls, and then we'll get back to some less important news. Well, whatever. Who cares? Nobody cares about anything. But let me tell you about this stabbing attack thing. Multiple stabbing attacks in Australia. Shout out to the Aussies and the New Zealanders, the Kiwis, and all of you guys in the Anglosphere down under. Are there any flat earthers from Australia? I don't think so. In the darkest of times, comes the brightest of lights. That's a quote from Ryan Park. I wonder if Park is an Asian last name, because there's a lot of Asians with Australian accents. A New South Wales minister for health commenting on life-saving of a baby. I think they may have saved a baby's life after the baby's mother, 9-month-old, after the baby's mother was killed by a stabber. They don't mention, I haven't looked into what it was, what type of suspect this stabber was. You know, they think they banned guns in beautiful Australia. Australia was founded as a criminal island, right? The English sent our criminals down there. And then they became a country. And shout out to them. But they got rid of their guns, right? For the most part? Oh, I'm shaking my head. But there is this Australian mall. It was called the Bondi. Bondi. I was calling it Bondi Junction in a Sydney area mall. Was it Sydney proper? Sydney's suburb of Bondi. 6 people killed. And they said, oh, the guy who was stabbing or hurting with the knife and killed 6. That's pretty wild. Because you're not as effective at illing K with a ife nay. We use a little bit of, since it's an ugly topic, kids listen, tender-hearted people listen, ladies, and also YouTube. I feel like YouTube might censor me if I'm talking about an ugly topic too much. Even more than they already do, you know. It's harder to make people eye day. Near Bondi Beach, says Old Spec Views. Park is South Korean, says Christ Conquers. Whoa. See, I had a feeling, because Park is sort of maybe it's a Korean last name. But, whew. A Chinese student phoned her fiancé just minutes before being attacked per a headline from the South Morning Post or whatever that thing is. And then another incident, separate incident, at Wakely, Wakeley. Several were wounded. Not finished off. In an Australia church. An Assyrian church. Assyria. Is that related to Syria? An Assyrian church in the Sydney suburb of Wakeley. Christ the Good Shepherd Church. This one was sort of interesting to me. A teen was arrested over this. A teen was arrested. A bishop and several others were wounded. Or a 15-year-old boy detained over the stabbing. Shocked people who were watching the bishop deliver his service, both inside the building and via live stream offered by the church. I'm shaking my head. Oof. Suspect treated for wounds to his hand. The teen was taken to police by police. Church supporters were angry. See, I censored this picture. I guess that's a teenager, a 15-year-old. If I'm to believe that the teen arrested is this person portrayed in this purported screenshot image from the live stream. A man stabs Bishop Mari Emanuel. And was that on a Monday? Do the Assyrian churches meet on Mondays? Because you people down under, you're way ahead of us. You're like 19 hours ahead of Hake. Or something like that. It's wild. You guys are already on Tuesday. I think. A lot of you. Basically, Jesus' tribe. Some are from Syria, some are from other countries like Iraq, Turkey, etc. A stateless people, says Greenwald. Terrible, huh? Doesn't he look sort of Assyrian? I have no idea what Assyrian is, but that bishop guy. You know what? And they were going after this. And so that guy looks like he could be a Muslim. I have no idea. Might not have anything to do with that. And this could be AI. But I doubt it. The stabber in the mall was shot by police, by the way. Fatally shot by police after he killed those people. Whew. But the Australian Broadcasting Corporation featured this church, not positively, in a report about a campaign targeting the LGBTQ plus so-called community. May 2023, Australian TV report showed this bishop, Mari Emanuel, saying in a sermon that when a man calls himself a woman, he is neither a man nor a woman. You are not a... Well, I have to disavow this. I don't feel like I can read this out loud. Well, he said, you are not a human. You are an it. Whoa. Now, since you are an it, I will not address you as a human anymore because it is not my choosing. It is your choosing, said he. Come on, man. You don't have to go along with their delusion. He's kind of going along with their delusion in a reactionary way. But shout out to him anyway. We wish him well. He got hurt by that teen, which is often a euphemism for not a normal person. By the way, speaking of the Muslims, and shout out to the Muslims, but the Boston Marathon is today. And any time I think of the Boston Marathon, I think of the Boston Marathon arming bay that shut down that whole city. It didn't shut down the whole city, but the reaction to it, because there were fugitives on the run, the Tsarnaev brothers, here in Boston, Massachusetts. There's the police outside the church, I guess, after that stabbing. Whew. So all kinds of mess happening all across the Anglosphere. Remember in Boston, Massachusetts? When was that? 2014? 20? I forget when it was. But the Tsarnaev brothers warned us. Russia warned our FBI or whoever. The Obama administration. About the Tsarnaev brothers. And they didn't stop them. They set up these rice cookers, I think, with shrapnel and hurt a bunch of runners in Boston. Terrible. So watch out for bad guys. Watch out. It may behoove you to avoid crowds. Don't follow the crowd into the crowd. Yet another reason not to be following crowds. But this is happening even in suburbs now. And little churches and stuff. Kind of inviting evil to befall the people in many ways, in various ways. Terrible, huh? So, thank you, Hassan. Let me get to a call or two, guys. John in New York is on the line here. John, thank you for calling. What's up?
Hello. Hi, Mr. Hake. You remember me?
Sort of.
John from Brooklyn, John from New York.
Nice.
Yeah, I wanted to comment kind of on the Australian thing in a sense where I'm not surprised of what happens in Australia with this action.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, they already have given themselves over to the political agenda over there. I mean, you know, what was Australia even before they became somewhat, they had some kind of power? They were just a nation that they took criminals here. And if they didn't want, the other option was to leave them in Australia instead of going to jail for lifetime prison.
That's what I heard. They were a penal colony.
Yeah. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me what happens here. But what I'm more concerned of what's happening here in New York, because the same kind
of... But hold on. fact that they were criminals doesn't have anything to do with what's happening today, you know? Because what's happening today is what's happening all across the Anglosphere. All the white countries are inviting problems and attacks on us. Us being the people.
Yeah, that's what I see worldwide.
Yeah.
I mean, you see this, it's not just...
It's honestly happening everywhere. It's happening in China and Russia. There are terror attacks there.
But you know what happened? These things were happening before it really came over here in America. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean,
they're ahead of us.
You know, I mean, look, the totalitarianism in communist nations was, it was just there. And there was no protection against it.
Yeah. Are you calling Australia a communist nation?
And you know, not they're not like fully communist, but they already gave themselves over to the totalitarianism that, you know, was introduced to them.
I agree. Because
they're weak. You know, it's just
they gave up their guns. They have
The pandemic, just you know.
The shutdowns.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah.
But. What's concerning over here, did you know, like, you know what's absurd? I'll tell you what's absurd over here in America, right here in the heart of New York. There was a knife-welling person that did in Grand Central Station. You know, these people, they were out of town as they came over. You know, they were tourists, they came over. They were just having some kind of lunch and something like this. This guy came over and, you know, he just stabbed somebody. I don't know what happened, but... What happened that I found out was that, am I allowed to say political names here?
Yeah, I think so. If there's, okay. I mean, by political names, you mean somebody who's a politician, like a public figure.
It's a judge. Her name is Lori Peterson.
Okay.
What she did was she released this particular person that did this action. I think a 9-year-old girl was stabbed or something like that. She releases him, but... She sends a 76-year-old man, a Jewish man, to Rikers and still keeps him there.
Who's that? Do you know?
This other thing, the 76-year-old man was prosecuted. I don't know what the whole story was, but I know that it was not what a 76-year-old man. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That was, you know, this crime was light.
Yeah.
There was some money issue. I don't know. But the whole, what's more absurd? Of a 76-year-old man, what are you sending him to him in Rikers for and keeping him there? And you're releasing this guy who's a nut job, stealing a stabbing 9-year-olds.
Yeah.
So, you know, this Lori Peterson is one of the names I want to get out there for your hearers, because nobody wants to mention their name except one outlet radio station here that I heard.
Okay. I mean, so all the judges, I don't support any, and you're not suggesting this, but for the sake of my channel, don't harass her, don't bother this gal. But yeah, judges in general, So well, many of them are
well, hey,
dumb liberals.
There must be, yeah, I know, there must be going something on why this liberalism, if, you know, this is imposed upon us. There has to be something deeper within the means why they do this, because common sense, I mean, you know, I mean, I know you got to go by laws and stuff like mm-hmm. that, and they're protected from the civil, the civil liberties, civil liberties laws.
Right.
I know that, but you have to be able to discern. A person's judicial has to be able to discern matters, no?
You should be able to, but that's not how it works. There are people who, it's like people live in totally different worlds. And their views on things are totally opposite of reality. I say totally, but in many ways opposite of reality. They believe in this fake thing of, racism and stuff like that. And there's this mama spirit, have mercy on the criminals, and then punish the people who violate a... You know, the political laws, politicized laws.
Mama spirit, I like that.
Yeah. Terrible.
Well, look, a lot of it is tied in. If you want to get into deeper sort of conspiracy views or so-called conspiracy views, is that they're allowing this to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, our officials, even the Democratic left-wing who is now in power, a lot of Democrats in these official places are smelling the coffee, so to speak.
Waking up?
Yeah, they are, but they're afraid to blow the whistle because a lot of pressures against them, against these people that are in higher places, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, look.
Evil in the world.
It's evil. I mean, you know, what is it? I mean, Jesse Lee Peterson says that there's no isms, but I think there's a one-ism that's really... in full view. It's called Marxism and totalitarianism.
Yeah, but those are just names for some of the systems that come about as a result of evil.
Evil.
And, it's all lies. And
biblically, you know what? You're right. Because
fake goodness.
Biblically, it's all good and evil.
Right.
Comes down right, you know.
Wolves in sheep's clothing.
And this is what, you know, if you don't have your guard up, if you don't have God in you, who lives in you, who's active in you, you're going to feel, you're not going to be aware. It's just like what Jesus said, that he says to be awake. But most of religious people, I would say, I don't even call them religious people, most people, even in Christian circles, they're just in a box. They just go from church to work to home. And they shut off any kind of, they're told not to have TVs, don't look at the news.
Yeah.
And in a sense, don't get absorbed, don't get consumed by the news. We worry, but you have to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Right. So, but I think that, you know, what is your, I hate to say it and use the time, but what do you think about this Omni thing?
This what thing?
Omni. OMNI. You heard about this machine that is put up in the transit, and now they want to throw away the cards, you know, the Metro cards, and they want to be able to push people that don't even know how to do this, especially with senior citizens that have half fares. Very difficult to transfer or to operate.
Oh, I hadn't heard about it. I'll have to look into it, man. I appreciate this tip.
Yeah, all right. So I just want to just make mention of this, and then you guys work on that, and then talk, have your, you know, viewers, elaborate on it.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
Yeah. Good to hear from you, John, in New York, man. Call me again.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Joe in Phoenix, Arizona, on the line here. Joe, thank you for calling and holding there, man. What's up?
Good morning, James.
Good morning.
All righty. So it was good to hear Big Bump looked into the Obamaphone thing. And he mentioned that one woman went viral, the super ignorant ghetto woman.
I mentioned that one. He talked about the FDR law from way back in the 30s.
But you're totally right to mention that woman because she was loud and just incredibly stupid.
That's what made it a meme.
Yeah, they went viral, right?
Yep. I got my Obama phone. Is she the same one who said, no, I don't support Romney. He stinks.
I don't know. I couldn't watch that video for more than 2 seconds.
I gotta bring that. Oh, anyway, I want to play that video sometime soon. So Lifeline. Lifeline.
What I was.
But to reiterate what Big Bump said, Lifeline is part of the Universal Service Fund established under the Communications Act of 1934, signed by the socialist himself, FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the wheelchair-bound guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that wasn't a Reagan thing. It was according to what Big Bump is saying, it doesn't sound like it was necessarily a Reagan thing as much as an FDR thing that continued and went viral under Obama thanks to that black lady.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about in terms of narratives, false narratives, and propaganda.
Right. But
this was a woman.
Okay.
Hold on. This was a woman who was loud, ignorant, ghetto, completely stupid, had no clue about Lifeline assistance. All she knew was that Obama was president. And she got a free phone, so she's going to praise Obama, right?
Right. I got my Obama phone.
Exactly. I mean, I even saw that clip on Fox News at the time.
Right. Because they're entertaining. I mean, the black ladies, as much as you may be consternated about it, they're entertaining. They're fun. They're funny. Anyway, go ahead.
We disagree. That's the problem with the black community, if you ask me.
No, of course. It's not the problem, but they are possessed by evil and selfishness and shameless. Mm-hmm. It's not good. But they are entertaining and funny.
So this speaks to what I was trying to tell Alex when we talked, Alex from California last week when we talked. It's all about what you're seeing on the algorithm. So if you want to see that kind of stuff, the algorithm's got to feed you more and more of that.
And you're referring to Alex from California's call about the black violent crime and robberies and
Correct.
Stuff.
Correct. You know, so if he watches that on his feed, especially on YouTube's going to feed him more and more of that. On my feed, I see that, Goldman Sachs had to pay $2.9 billion recently. J.P. Morgan had to pay $920 million recently. Citigroup, $400 million recently. So that's what I'm seeing.
What did they have to pay for?
Let's see. Goldman Sachs pleaded guilty for the first criminal charge in its 150-year history. J.P. Morgan, third criminal case in the last several years, manipulating two different financial markets. And Citigroup has fined $400 million for unsound, unsafe banking practices.
You know, far be it from me to take up for banks, right? I'm not taking up for banks. But when I hear them getting fined by the federal government, I'm like, but the federal government's evil too. Who's fining the federal government? Who's holding the federal government responsible? Because they're kind of in bed with each other. One is trying to regulate the other's trying to influence the other and lobby the other. And they're trying to vying for control over one another, and they're kind of in cahoots with one another. And some of the problems with the banks are created by policies made by the politicians and the bureaucrats. Am I wrong?
There's some truth to what you're saying there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But the algorithm that Alex from California said that he's. I don't know whether he's seeing these black fights and black attacks and robberies.
Well, he's on YouTube.
Okay, but it's happening on. You see it on Twitter. You see it on Instagram. And if you're not, I'm not. I don't look for that stuff, but I see it.
Well, the point I'm making, James, is that the reason why Fox was showing that ignorant ghetto lady is because they're pushing a narrative. See, watchers, Obama's giving free stuff to these ignorant ghetto black people, and Obama's a socialist because of that, and the ignorant ghetto lady is just lazy and stupid, and that's where your tax dollars is going to, and none of that was true.
Wait a minute, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that Obama's a socialist.
For example,
he said there has to be some form of redistribution of wealth. That's a paraphrase of something that he said. He used the phrase redistribution of wealth and supported it. Obamacare was a socialist program of imposing the government control on the people and the health, so-called health insurance companies.
Redistribution of wealth. He said spread the wealth around, James, and all he was talking about was creating more opportunities for more people. That's all.
Yeah, he said redistribution of wealth. And that's,
no, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He said spread the wealth around, meaning opportunities for all. So it meant he was not trying to redistribute wealth.
Spread the wealth around is redistributing the wealth. And he did say spread redistribution. And he did say redistribution of wealth.
He absolutely did not. He said spread it around, and he was speaking directly to creating more opportunity for all.
Let this be another example of Joe from Phoenix asserting something that he doesn't know to be true. And
says the guy who once agreed that Obama raised the deficit when he lowered it and didn't know the difference between the deficit and the debt. Okay.
He did raise the deficit. He increased the deficit.
He decreased the deficit by 75%, James. The deficit is not the same as the debt.
Both of those things can be true. Because if the national debt doubled...
Mm-hmm.
If the national debt doubled in the course mm-hmm. of however many years, 4 years mm-hmm. or 8 years, from $10 trillion to $20 trillion, then he definitely increased the deficit some way. Because it wasn't on... Was it on pace to double under what's his name?
The deficit was cut 75%, James.
Maybe at one point in his career, but not the other. But going back to the redistribution of wealth thing,
mm-hmm.
I specifically heard that line multiple times on the Jesse Lee Peterson show out of his mouth.
From Jesse.
Out of Obama's mouth, Joe from Phoenix.
Okay, you will have to debate this later because I don't have it in front of me right now.
It's
but
not
I
up for debate. It's either true or it's false, and you're making the false claim that it's false.
You're making a false claim. He said, spread the wealth around, speaking about opportunity, not redistributing wealth. You're wrong.
Now you're just making stuff up, and you're holding to it like a stubborn man.
Pot, kettle, black bear.
I know, but the pot is still black.
Point.
No, the kettle still is black, meaning you still are saying something wrong and being stubborn about it.
Yeah, believe what you like, James.
It's not believing what I like, it's remembering it. If either I'm misremembering it or you're misremembering it. And so, anyway, what a mess.
Now, this is what I'm talking about in terms of false narratives and propaganda, James. This is why it's important to get things accurate. And that's why...
You don't care about accuracy.
Okay, keep trying to bait me.
You don't.
Mm-hmm.
You said something false about the police acted stupidly... You're not a reliable source, man. You're a communist.
Says the guy gets things wrong constantly. Okay, sure.
You're a communist.
I'm sitting there watching the jury selection for Trump right now. This is interesting.
Yeah, see, that's communism.
There's 500 people in the jury pool that they're going to have to choose from. That's really fascinating.
Yeah,
okay.
Communism.
Anyway, my overall point is that it's about what you look for.
Exactly.
Narratives being pushed.
Obama had only one speech take, says Cameron, 1422. Indeed. Yeah.
Had one.
And you only one speech. Obama only had one speech, says Cameron. He's mocking you because you're pretending like he only ever said spread the wealth around and he never said redistribution of wealth. All right. Yes, narrative. That's why you cling to the narrative of less than 1.05% of blacks commit violent crimes or something like that. And so you're like, those are the facts, James. Those are the facts.
Yes.
Facts
is
stubborn things.
Statistical fact. It is.
That's one fact. I got to run, man. We've been rehashing all of these things over and over again, unless you have something new. But
no, that's it. That's it for now.
Yeah. All right.
I'm glad to see Big Bump is trying to dig deeper finally instead of being so superficial and surface.
That's not true. Big Bump is always pretty deep.
Yeah, says the guy who couldn't name one thing that Trump did well. Okay, sure.
He's pretty well researched.
Okay. Again, says the guy who couldn't name one thing Trump did well.
Blah, blah, blah. He deregulated.
Have a good day, James.
All right. He deregulated, though.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yep. See, he admitted, Joe from Phoenix admitted that Trump did deregulate. Okay. Back to some stories, guys. I wanted to get to these ladies. So this is kind of gross, Nike. These track uniforms have gotten worse and worse and worse. It used to be that the gals didn't even run, didn't even compete in sports. And then they started letting them compete in sports, but they had to wear like full-blown shirts and shorts. Right? And then they started making them wear like bathing suits. Actually, the bathing suits used to be like full shorts and shirt almost type of thing. And they've gotten skimpier and skimpier. And the ladies are even calling them skimpy. Terrible. No pictures for this segment, by the way. So Nike, far-left extremist Nike out of Oregon, I think. Named after some Greek goddess, I think. Shaking my head. U.S. track and field athletes were criticizing Nike's Olympic uniform as sexist. Oh, Lord. You can criticize it for being revealing, but not sexist. Nature is S-word-ist, sexist. Nature and nature's God, it treats women differently and men differently. And so should we. Duh. And that's what they ask for, too. They ask for special treatment. These ladies. Shout out to the ladies. They're so conflicted. Images were made public last week. This is from the far-left female-run outlet, The Skim, by the way. First look at the track and field kits, which is to say uniforms, for Team USA. Females called them skimpy. And probably their females are right. Ridiculous, I heard. Nike said that they're providing Olympians with multiple uniform options. Not the first time some uniforms have raised red flags in women's sports. And I've seen where, like, beach volleyball gals wore, like, these biker shorts where they're still, like, tight clothing, but it's, like, going halfway down their thigh. And there's, like, Norwegian women or something like that. They got fined or something like that for not wearing bikini bottoms. What the heck? What the heck? Although it did look weird since everybody else is wearing something different. Whatever, what a mess. I guess they kind of want them to be getting eyeballs. They want ratings. And that's going to lower the ratings. Because it makes them look more mannish or something odd. It did look sort of odd. In the defense of the people who were finding the Norwegian gals. I do be conflicted, says one gal in the chat. It's pretty S-word, Jewel. Yeah, true. But that's what it's... I disavow it, but that's what the draw is of a lot of these women's sports stuff. It just, it's a fact. I disavow it. But in contrast, passenger women are getting kicked off of airplanes. The based airline companies, I use the term very, very, very loosely, of course, like American Airlines, Anchor Baby Airlines, probably, maybe, not sure. Haven't seen the stewardesses of Anchor Baby Airlines on Fridays in Extreme. Alaska Airlines, the one with the door plug that fell out. Was that Boeing's fault or was that Alaska Airlines' fault? Who's in charge of maintenance of the plane? Was it a maintenance issue or was it the manufacturing issue? I wonder. Maybe both. Because one is supposed to cover for the other. Like on the JLP crew, one is sort of like a backstop to the other. If one person misses something, the other person is supposed to catch it. Nice. And Delta Airlines even. Kicking gals, ladies, off the plane because those ladies are not like the modest track women. They want to show off and be all comfortable and dress all scantily clad. One sister of a model complained on social media, a woman who was like Miss Universe, after her American Airlines passenger sister, the Miss Universe gal, I think, had to cover up her black sports bra and biking shorts with a hoodie. She had to put on a hoodie before boarding an American Airlines flight to Cabo San Lucas a couple of years ago, 2022. Another woman, a Houston-based physician woman, Tisha Rowe. I think my last name is maybe supposed to be Rowe. R-O-W-E, which I think means red, right? Or ruddy. But Tisha, I wonder if she's black. I think she is, because she publicly criticized the Fort Worth-based carrier, I think that's American, out of Texas, over a July 2019 incident in which she was asked to cover up because she was too revealing in her floral outfit. Had to cover up with a blanket on a flight from Jamaica to Miami. I think she, this is from, these are CNN, this is, I'll paste the CNN article so you guys can read along. No pictures, thankfully. I mean, they're just stock photos anyway. She posted a video to TikTok. Oh, no, that's a different one. Another highly publicized incident on Alaska Airlines, August 2021. Police escorted this passenger woman wearing black shorts and a crop top initially off of a flight upon the landing. The passenger was Ray Lynn Howard, a hairstylist and rapper called Fat Trophy Wife. Anybody, you ever heard of Fat Trophy Wife, Hassan? No siree, Bob. She must be a lame-o. Nah. There are many people who are not lame-os whom we've never heard of. She posted on TikTok herself being questioned by authorities after the flight. She was allowed to remain on the flight, by the way. The video got 1.5 million likes, shared more than 10,000 times. And then get this, they got the lawyer, liar, unchristian gals involved. A passenger took her outrage a step further, retaining a high-profile civil rights attorney, feminist lawyer, Gloria Allred, who has had run-ins with JLP, I think. We protested outside of Gloria Allred's office when she was going after Trump in 2016. After an incident on up there on Wilshire Boulevard, don't harass her, guys and gals. We did it righteously and tastefully and under the bounds of the law. In January 2024, just this year, on a flight from Salt Lake City to San Francisco, Lisa Archibald said she was treated like a criminal for not wearing a under her top. She was escorted off the plane by the gate agent, allowed to fly only after she put a shirt over her revealing outfit, quote-unquote revealing. Allred held a news conference just a few days ago, late March, entitled A Woman Passenger's Est Bre versus Delta Airlines, because she wasn't wearing the thing. I said it earlier, that word. She wasn't wearing a bra. And then she was being kind of showy about it, about not wearing it, like it was too obvious. Sitting alongside this Lisa Archibald woman against a backdrop of bras hanging from a clothing rack, Gloria Allred, media seeker, media seeker. I didn't want to say or, hey, because that sounds too bad for me to be saying something like that. Gloria Allred wrote a letter to Delta Airlines urging the Atlanta-based carrier to change its policy and request meeting with its president. Gloria Allred wants to meet with the president. Money grubbing, attention grubbing, power grubbing, media grubbing. There we go. That's better than, you know, the other thing that I was trying not to say. Delta's current policy, highly subjective. applied in a discriminatory manner. Yeah, we're supposed to discriminate based on decency. Disparate treatment and harassment of passengers like Ms. Archibald. A woman word. So sick. Get this. Before the Airline Deregulation Act in 1978, this is when it was classy. Airline Deregulation Act 1978, the beginning of the end. Before that, passengers in the United States paid top dollar for airline tickets, and they dressed the part, donning three-piece suits, dresses, and high heels. Nowadays, comfort is king. Shifting cultural norms and trends such as athleisure, athletic clothing, but leisure also combined. Most modern-day economy cabins are populated with passengers wearing jeans, t-shirts, hoodies, flip-flops, sometimes even pajamas, and dressing like Utz sleigh. You'll notice not one incident of a man getting kicked off. Thank God. But they have the right to refuse service for any reason, or like make you dress better. Ladies, always women complaining. What's new? You know what I mean? Shaking my head. Shout out to the ladies. Jaime in California is on the line here. Jaime, in Minnesota, I mean, not California. Jaime, thank you for calling and holding there, man. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. You're coming in kind of rough. Are you on a speakerphone down there?
Yeah. I thought you were going to California, not me.
I know. Terrible.
So, hey, have you heard of the word black fragility?
I think I have, yeah. It's kind of a reactionary term because they use white fragility.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the... that term.
Come close to your phone. Be on regular phone, man.
Yeah, I was just going to read it to you.
Oh. Stay close to it, to your speaker.
I remember when they were talking about white fragility, I read that book by that woman.
Oh, you did?
I did. I did. And when I was finished reading it, I was reading a lot of this CRT stuff, critical race theory.
Yeah.
I was on a education kick, and I wanted to learn more about it. And they almost had me. You know,
oh,
they
really?
They almost had me thinking that I was a racist.
Because you're a white Hispanic, right?
Right.
Okay.
And I even, you know, talked to a pastor about it and things like this, so they had me good.
Whoa. I thought you were reading it because you wanted to understand how these dumb liberals think.
At that time, no. At that time, I didn't see the difference. I didn't see...
This was after the Georgia, Florida mess?
Right. And,
okay.
I didn't understand anything.
Okay.
Like I do now.
Right.
I didn't have my own opinion.
Yeah.
So I was looking for an opinion to grab onto.
Okay.
So anyway, so I thought I was a racist. And so I had a spiritual calamity on it, and
wow.
Then I realized, you know, after a little while that wasn't true. I wasn't a racist.
Yeah,
this is just somebody's opinion.
Yeah,
about other people.
True,
it wasn't true.
Yeah. Well, but, so the pastor helped straighten you out, or just your own realization.
Well, I just talked. The reason I mentioned the pastor is because it got. It was invading my mind so hard.
Oh. You know? And was this pastor a liberal or a conservative in terms of this issue?
He said, well, I was talking about the town that we are in and, you know, talking about everybody's a racist. And,
yeah.
You know, and he's like, well, right here we're not. I mean, we got a lot of people here that are Somali and it's not racist here.
Yeah.
And so... I guess I didn't understand completely, and I just grasped onto the idea that this one book had.
Okay.
So yeah, some of that stuff is dangerous, you know.
How so?
Well, like for me, I would have, you know, eventually changed my hair color and
Are you serious? Or you're
probably, I don't know.
And you're a grown man. You're in your like 20s, 20s, 30s at least, right?
Yeah, that was my early 30s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
This was like five something years ago.
And you were college educated, but not
community college.
Okay.
I never got into this weird, crazy stuff.
Right.
But you know, they tell you in high school. I remember in school, they'd say, you know, education is very important, and I always wanted. I had the idea that becoming educated and learning about the Greeks and the Romans and about the Civil War and about all that other stuff was the most important thing, and that's how you succeed in life.
Oh, okay.
And that stuff doesn't work.
Yeah.
You don't need to know any of that baloney.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. It's good. It's kind of informative sometimes to know history. But it's more important to know how to work.
Right.
And
right,
live.
Right.
Yep.
So they got me with the white fragility, and then I saw the term black fragility, and that seems pretty spot on, too. It's like a defensiveness when somebody mistreats you, or and it can be in your head or not in your head. Or
yeah.
Something that seems like they're mistreating you.
Right.
But I watch a lot of cop cam videos.
Okay.
And there's some blacks in there.
Of course.
A lot of white women.
Yeah.
DV, domestic violence type situations where the white women are attacking the boyfriends or it's usually a boyfriend.
Oh, so the white woman is physically attacking the boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is quite common in these police cam.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. There was one I was watching over the weekend where this woman had divorced her husband, and she had the kid, and the kid called the cops and told them that he had found drugs, a big old bag of methamphetamines. And
the kid found that?
Yeah, under the mom's dresser. They were looking for, she had him looking for a watch or something.
Yeah.
And so he said, yeah, he happened upon it and called his dad. Then the dad told him to call the cops, and they took her in.
Interesting, man.
Yeah, so the women, now the white women are a big problem. But the,
yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
That's a mess. It's a spreading issue.
They may come up with a term called female fragility.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's just I think it's just fragility, fragile egos, selfish, evil people, you know, because it's like it's something that's common to human nature, and a lot of blacks and women are encouraged in this victimhood stuff, so it would follow that they would fall into it more frequently per capita.
That's right.
Yeah.
And judging by those cop cam videos, because you get to see like how everybody's reacting and overreacting, and
yeah,
it seems like the white men, are very weak. Something about them is weak.
Yep, I know what you mean.
It's the black men and women and the white women. Who are aggressive.
Yeah.
Like strong, like, you know, aggressive.
Right. Not the a strong and a pushy, evil personality way. It reminds me of in church with JLP couple months ago, this young lady said, commenting on how weak all of her boyfriends have been, she thought, I thought I always just had a strong personality. But she was judging her father because her father's weak, and she tries to protect her father from her mother. And she's just dominates her boyfriends. And JLP said, "No, you had an evil personality. It wasn't actually strong, but yeah, aggressive."
Yeah. And I was looking at land over there in California.
Yep.
So, not for me, but I was saying, you know, you go out there, buy about 50 acres of land for 100 G's, and you can start building a little shack up there.
That's way out in the boonies, huh? Like in the desert, huh?
Well, it's not too far from where the Bond network is.
About 50 miles or 100 miles?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah. 50-something.
Yep.
You go out there, you get 50 acres for $100,000.
That's pretty cool.
That's a great deal.
It is a nice deal. It's quite a commute, but you can, but you don't have to live there.
No, you don't have to live there.
Visit on the weekends.
You're going to have to build it up on the weekends
right.
for a bug out, you know, when things get really rough in the city.
True.
You can escape.
Yeah.
You know, and then who's going to go over there?
Who's
going to go over there? What commie liberal is going to want to work hard to find you?
That's a good question.
Huh?
Yeah.
You just get a bunch of pallets, free pallets, and push them together and to block the wind from you, and it might last a while.
Nice.
You just have to outlast the last person in the city.
True. Have some supplies buried under the... bury my food supply, my earthquake supplies. We had earthquake supplies, and the apple juice after the end of the school year, it tasted kind of sour. That we brought to the school. That's fun, man. That's a fun suggestion. Yep. It's crossed my mind to do something like that. Other people have suggested the same.
Well, hey, thing you got to remember is that's hard living.
Yeah.
That's hard living.
Right.
It's not fun.
It sucks. Yep. Terrible.
So that's why people live in cities, because it's all, you know, it's nice and easy.
It's easy, it's cushy, convenient.
But there ain't nobody over there that's going to tell you your shack ain't up to code either.
Yeah, right. They're not going to tell you to put on a mask. Mask, please, right. Mask up.
So the things with freedoms, it's hard to live with a lot of freedoms.
Yeah, true.
In the cities, you don't have as many freedoms, but it's easy living.
Yeah.
So I guess I can see why the liberals and all that, they like it in the cities.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I've thought about that too, where, you know, the LGBTs tend to gravitate toward there, and because they can kind of congregate there, and it's cushy. Like, it's cushy, they're spoiled, they make enough money that they can afford it, most of them. And then those who don't, they get subsidized to live there too.
That's right.
Terrible, man. Interesting.
So if you want a lot of freedoms, and you know you're sick and tired of the LGBT stuff, well, all you got to do is go live out in the desert.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
That sounds like a hard life, like you just said.
It sounds terrible.
Yeah.
So I guess we're all in between a rock and a hard place.
Indeed. But hard is not necessarily bad. Sometimes there may be a time for hard living.
Right. Okay.
Good to hear from you, man. I appreciate you, Jaime in Minnesota. Take care.
Have a good one.
You too. Guys, we're already at the top of the hour here. I will get back to calls. It is LN Monday, Love Neptune Monday. LN, not Love Neptune. I disavow that. This track is entitled Stars Did Shine. It's from the 2001 album Novel. It's kind of shoegaze. Hope you enjoy it, you musical Philistines. I'll be right back for hour two. Your calls, your super chats, and hopefully some more great stories as well. LN, enjoy. Gary Murray, D-A-R-Y, M-U-R-R-A-Y, he is L-S. Velvet Blue Music, I like it. So far, so-so. Hake's music has a touch of the tism. I don't know what it's about, but I kind of like the vibe. It's what octopus music sounds like. What did he say? Thank you guys for bearing with me. Those of you who did bear with me through that marginally nice music, you know, I like it. Shout out to Gary Murray. I was a big fan of LN. I would listen to that loud in the big echoey room called The Wedge in the warehouse art room, painting until like 2 or 3 in the morning when I was in college at Azusa Pacific University as a little Christian guy. Shout out to LN. I went from 90 pound wuss to LN. Sweet. And Tora Tora Torrance. Let me read a few super chats before I get to calls. You can call in 888-775-3773. And you can super chat. buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport is the one that I read the most. I mean, I read them all, but that's one, the one that you guys gravitate toward, whatever. Real Donald Trump bought a couple of coffees Friday toward the end of the Hake Report, saying, I was shocked to learn all Chinese massage parlors are brothels. Your thoughts on this? They're everywhere in the U.S., dozens in all states. How have the feds or police not stopped this mess? I don't know if all Chinese massage parlors are brothels, but, and there are others like Thai massage places and stuff like that. But there was this Christian kid who, young man, I guess, who was S-word addicted and he felt guilty about it. And so he thought it would make sense for him to oot-shay a couple of those massage places up in Atlanta area, was it? Or Florida somewhere? Remember that? Year or two ago? Terrible. I knew that there were like these bridal shops and we had a suspicion, or we would jokingly spread a rumor or hear a rumor that these bridal shops in Temple City and Arcadia, California, you know, where the Asians were taken over, that those were brothels. Brothel is a prostitute place, right? Something like that. Not good, real Donald Trump. I don't know. That's the type of crime that some of those Asians do, allegedly. I don't know. Apparently, there's some truth to it. I don't know about all of them. But, yeah, I'm like, how do these things stay open? They're like a front. It's like a front, a money laundering front or something for crime. White collar crime. Those, shout out to the Asians. But thank you. Sion C bought a coffee saying, it's amazing to see people want comfort in their lives on earth. All the corrupt politicians, when they die, they can't take it with them. They will be judged, and they will be judged by God. Wow. Nice, fair warning, Sion C. That's cool. Big coffee from Popcorn's Thump Keg. April 15th headline. Two visitors captured on video destroying ancient rock formations at Lake Mead. Two visitors at Lake Mead National. Lake Mead is Nevada, Arizona. It's not Nevada, it's Nevada. Nevada, Arizona area, okay? The Colorado River runs into or out of Lake Mead. I don't know my stuff, okay? And it's gotten lower, by the way. and it's revealed dead bodies that were left in Lake Mead. Whew. There's nice fish in there. My buddies have gone over there. Two visitors at Lake Mead National Recreation Area captured on video destroying ancient rock formations and park rangers seeking the public's help identifying the suspects. Video shows two visitors who scaled towering russet-colored rock formations along the park's Redstone Dune Trail, shoving wide slabs of sandstone to the ground. A young girl screams as the stone topples and crumbles to dust. Damage to the federally protected rock formations, shaped over time out of 140 million-year-old sand dunes, according to them, according to whoever, is irreversible. Recreation area spokesman, they call it spokesperson because they're liberals, the media, John Haynes called the destruction appalling. Terrible. Why on earth would you do this to the area that's so beautiful? It's one of my favorite places in the park, and they're just up there destroying it. They're up there just destroying it. I don't understand that, Haynes told CNN affiliate KVVU. What a mess. Thank you for the news tip, Popcorn's Thump Keg. It seems that people have a lack of respect in general to everything. It's terrible. People don't clean their rooms. Somebody said that even Jordan Peterson doesn't clean his room. And they turn stuff into ghettos, and the people let other people turn stuff into ghettos, and they make beautiful things messy. They tag stuff up. It's terrible. Thank you for the headline, and no commentary provided with this. Presented without comment. Thank you, Popcorn's Thump Keg, as always, for your coffee. And wonder if they were white or black or young or old, probably relatively young, or Hispanic or Asian. Asians wouldn't do that. They're too busy making brothels. Nah. What a mess. Based America first with the coffee. CNN reports March calculated annual inflation hotter than expected. Hot inflation, meaning 3.8% instead of 3.7%. In contrast, the Wall Street Journal Market Watch reports real inflation peaked at 18% in 2022, has remained 8% ever since. Crooked Joe's economic advisors have instructed him to derisively label Trump policies as MAGA-nomics, Make America Great Again-nomics, because Trump would impose tariffs and lower taxes on the quote-unquote wealthy, thereby making inflation worse in his logic, which is not logic. Messaging says Bidenomics is better because it will undo tax giveaways to rich special interests. Increasing taxes on quote-unquote wealthy producers passes tax onto consumers. It does indeed. Raising costs, just like minimum wage does, by the way. You're only increasing the cost of living when you're subsidizing people with this quote-unquote living wage. Ridiculous. I interrupted his super chat. Joe Obama's signature legislation, the Inflation Reduction Act, has a skyrocketing price tag for climate provisions, which that may cost $1.2 trillion, three times more than estimated, and could end up increasing inflation. Counter to tariffs are bad narrative, Biden is expected to extend most of Trump's tariffs, but possibly take some products off the list to lower prices. His strategy is to rely on cheap Chinese imports to lower perceived inflation and put more American workers out of business? What a mess. Thank you for the tip and explanations there. Based America first with your coffee. Let me double check over on Streamlabs where Gregatron and Lin Yen Chin like to tag team and put the smack down on Hake. Intellectually dominate and DDT Hake with their intellectual superiority. Thank you, Gregatron and Lin Yen Chin. check in Cash App. Let me check in Ko-fi, Coffee Supers. And other platforms. Shout out to GMD Gym, Gift and Subscriptions, Beta Legs with your giving the lemons, Kilo Alpha Tango, as always, with your ice cream. And double checking over on Odyssey. What's up? Out of Order. Nice to see you. And Rumble with your Rumble rants. Thank you guys, as always, for joining me. David in Ocala, Florida is on the line here. David, how are you doing, man? What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Before I get into this, man, I just wanted you to know I hadn't seen a person, one of my friends, for 20 years the other day.
Okay.
People make these comments in the chat, and he goes, after he saw me after 20 years, he goes, man, you still look the same. He goes, you haven't aged a bit. You're like Benjamin Buttons.
Man, because you look and sound young, huh?
Well, yeah. Well, I worked with him 20 years ago, and he was just surprised how young I still look for my age, that's all. But people that wrote in the chat that I was Benjamin Button.
True. Somebody tagged me on, I think it might have been Esoteric, tagged me on X, posting a video of this guy who's trying to do the Bruce Lee, Jeet Kune Do stuff. Mm-hmm. He's like an aging but skinny, fit white man with sort of a higher pitched voice, you know, like a young sounding voice. And he said, right. This is how I picture David Ocala looks.
really?
Yeah.
That's funny. Where was that at?
That was on X, Twitter.
Okay.
I'll retweet it if I can dig it up and find it, because it was kind of amusing.
Cool. I heard an interview, and then I'll get onto this. I heard Sean was saying he was, I think, Irish and German.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
That's what so. I am. I'm Irish, German, and I got Cherokee Indian in me. And now, that's when I figured that out, I realized why I had a temper, you know, because those three, you know, all three of them have temper issues. So anyway, hey, I called because I wanted to ask you a question.
Wait a minute. You just made a statement that I want to dwell on for a second.
Okay, go ahead.
Repeat what you just said.
I said I'm Irish, German, and Cherokee Indian.
Okay.
And I realized why I got temper problems, because all three of them got temper issues, you know?
That's funny, man. Shout out to the Irish, the Germans, and... there's never a reason to be angry, but you guys have reasons.
Right.
And to the Cherokee. Do the Cherokee, I guess I disavow that anybody has any reason to be angry. If I have to poo-poo the notion that Cherokee has reason to be angry, then I guess I should poo-poo the notion that Irish or Germans have a reason to be angry. Nobody has any reason to be angry. I like JLP's message on that.
No, you're right. Hey, listen, so I wanted to ask you, I heard y'all made a comment, and I was a little confused, and I was wondering, do y'all not believe that the Holy Spirit is God?
No, he's the Spirit of God, but I don't think he's God. Okay. At least that's, JLP definitely says he's not.
Right.
It's like... Right. You know that there's two different statements about the breath of life.
Okay.
The breath of life, the animals have it, animals who breathe, and human beings have it. That's like a normal physical breath of life. And then there's also like the breath of life in man. And I think of that as like the Holy Spirit gives good... The Bible says that the Holy Spirit gives good sense to the godly. Mm-hmm. And I think that the Holy Spirit is with people, but the people are not listening to that spirit. They're listening to the evil spirit.
So how did the Holy Spirit come to be? I mean, do you believe he was created or something or what, you know?
I don't know. I don't.
Okay.
I don't really think about that.
Well, the main question, I want to ask you that, but the main question I want to ask is, y'all talk about people being born again.
Yeah.
Explain to me what your thought process is on that.
On being born again?
Yes. How are you born again? How is a person born again?
When they change what spirit they're led by, I think they're born again that way. Because after Jesus told Nicodemus that you must be born again,
right?
He says the spirit, nobody knows where the spirit is coming from. It's like the wind. Nobody knows where it comes from or where it's going.
Right.
It's free. Like whereas the devil people, Satan led people, which is all of us, are sadly predictable. You know what I mean? They're,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if Jesus was saying that, but I think about that and how we're all on the wide road to destruction, not following the narrow path led by the Spirit of God. So you switch, your allegiance is switched and you're born of God. And
so
then
you don't,
and then you no longer sin. You cannot sin because God's Spirit is in you. And stuff like that.
It says if you say you have no sin, you're a liar.
It also says in that same book, no one who is born of God sins. He cannot sin because the Spirit of God is in him.
Well, that's because God doesn't look at his sin anymore. It's not that the person becomes perfect. I mean, there's no way that a person with the flesh, that you can become perfect. So you don't believe that you have to, like, ask God into your life and ask him to redeem you from sin and to, you know, change your life and give you eternal life. You don't believe that you have to ask God for that?
First you said that you can't be perfect. That's not in the Bible.
Sure, it says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
That's not saying that you can't be perfect. It doesn't say that you can't be perfect.
Yeah, you can't never be perfect.
Where does it say that in the Bible?
Because we're sinners, buddy. Where are you getting this from? You getting this from Jesse? I'm not trying to break your chops or nothing, but I mean, are you getting it from?
Because the Bible says be perfect. Jesus says be perfect.
Yeah, but he knew you couldn't be perfect.
Why would he say be perfect if he knew you couldn't be?
Well, he told him to go and sin no more too, but he knew they were going to sin. Right, right.
Why are you putting words in Jesus' mouth?
I'm not putting words.
Yeah, you are, because you're saying that he said stuff.
Where y'all are coming from? That's all.
I'm coming from where the Bible says, because the Bible clearly says, "No one who is born of God sins," and Jesus said, "Go and sin no more."
And nowhere
does it say, "But he knew you were going to keep sinning." What the heck? Where are you getting that?
He said he came with. He's merciful. Okay, but let me ask him. When you go out, when you're out and about,
so you're leaving that question unanswered.
Well, I'll just say this. I believe that, you know, well, okay, so if you could just not sin and you could just ask God, you know, for forgiveness, why did Jesus have to come and die on the cross then and shed his blood to atone our sin? He could have just said, hey, be a good guy, turn around, act nice, treat your neighbor as yourself, and I'll let you in. See what I'm saying? He sacrificed his life for the world.
So you're leaving that question unanswered about you're just assuming that you keep on sinning and you can't be perfect?
Of course you can't, man. I mean,
But where does the Bible say this? The Bible says the opposite of what you're saying.
Next time, I'll call you back when I'll look up some verses.
Okay.
I just think that.
Yeah, because the Bible actually says be perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're contradicting the Bible, not me.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you feel that your spirit's born again? Do you feel like, did you have an encounter with God to where you feel like, you know, the Holy Spirit came and dwelled in you? That he lives in you? Do you believe that the Holy Spirit lives in you?
We're
getting deep, aren't we?
What do you mean?
No, it's just pretty deep question for everybody. You know?
Yeah, it's a fair question.
Because the Word of God says you got to be baptized. You got to be baptized and born again, or you can't enter into the kingdom of God. That's why John baptized people and for the remission of sins. And you know, it says if you're baptized in the name of the Father and go baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for the remission of sins. You know, did you ever get baptized before?
When I was a baby.
When you were a baby.
Yeah, I think I was baptized as a baby. You're talking about the physical baptism where they put the water on your head?
Well, no, I meant like you getting dunked in the river or in a church or something like that.
No, I don't think I ever did that.
Well, I would.
You think you're supposed to do that?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't mean. Okay, so the thief on the cross didn't get baptized, and he went into paradise that day.
According to Jesus, yeah, you'll be with me in paradise.
Right. So he didn't get it. So it doesn't mean that you can't get salvation if you don't get baptized.
Okay.
It's just a thing out of obedience to God. That's all, and it'll change your life. It'll change your life just by. Ask it just like asking God to forgive you of your sins. And
I don't know where I don't think that it says ask God to forgive your sins in the Bible.
I know that's another. Yeah, we talked about that the last time.
It doesn't say it, right?
You know, right. So what do you how do you think these people are going to obtain salvation and be redeemed, James?
Who? What people? I mean,
the world. How do you think the people are going to find God? And
Most of us will not.
I know.
Yeah.
Sad, isn't it?
That's what I'm talking to you. Yeah, I used to be kind of sad about it. I don't know. You just worry about yourself.
I understand that. I'll leave you with this.
Jesus told Peter to worry about himself. Because Peter's like, what about him? Asking about John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, who was walking behind them. And Jesus said, if he's going to live forever, what business is that of yours?
I gotcha.
Because I think Jesus told him, you used to go wherever you wanted and do whatever you wanted, but there will be a time when you're led where you don't want to go and blah, blah, blah. And that may have referenced... that may have referenced the way he was going to die. He was going to be led to be executed.
Or the way he was living his life, he was hanging out with hookers and freaking drinking all the time.
Wait, you're saying, don't slander Peter. Peter might not have been doing something like that. Wasn't he married?
I didn't say he was. I said he might, okay?
Well, I don't even bring that up. Because you can go wherever you want, and it's not necessarily some openly degenerate thing, but it's still living a selfish life.
All right, so one last thing. So you don't believe the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are God, all three are God?
No, there's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father is God. It only ever calls the Father God, I think.
What about when Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father. No one can come to the Father but by me.
Because he spoke nothing but from the Father, and he did nothing but from what the Father told him. He was the image of the Father on earth. He had God in him.
Okay. All right, man.
Isn't that a satisfactory answer?
You
don't want to admit it.
what they called him, Emmanuel, God is with us.
Right, because God was in him with the people.
Well, I tell you what, hey, when we get to heaven one day, we're going to find out, aren't we?
Nice. That's nice. So you think I'm going to heaven? Believe in this stuff?
Well, yeah. If you believe that Jesus died on the cross to save you of your sins, and that's the only way you can be redeemed is by the blood of the Lamb, and you turn from your wicked ways like everybody tries, you know, means to do.
Yeah.
He'll honor that, and he's gonna let you in.
I'm with you, man. Because there are people who think that. You have to believe that Jesus is God, otherwise you're rejecting Jesus. When in reality, it seems to me that they're rejecting Jesus because Jesus has a God. Is it not written that ye are gods? I have said ye are gods. Didn't Jesus say that?
Yeah, it was little G, though.
Yeah.
Little G.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't
yeah,
that, that's where isn't that faith, an interesting line?
Well, that's where those faith ministers get all crazy, where they start thinking they're little God.
No, but what's the real interpretation of that, or what's the real understanding of that when he said that, ye are gods?
That I don't know.
Me neither.
If I don't know something, I won't, you know.
Right, I like that. I agree with you. You should leave it blank if you don't know.
Right, because I don't want to, it's like, here, it says, no one knows the Father but the Son, and no one knows the Son but the Father, and the one whom the Son wills to reveal himself. And you think about that, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you,
so
right,
that,
you know.
So that's God choosing you.
That's God revealing himself to you. Yeah. Yeah, right. So
false gods suggest Hassan.
See, I believe
could
one
be.
Of the reasons.
People
I
like,
believe that.
Act like they're gods unto themselves. Go ahead.
Right. I believe that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, their God, or Holy Spirit, are God.
Uh-huh.
And I know this is going to be a stretch here, but I believe that that's why the angels always say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Okay, you got what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they're saying holy for the Father, holy for the Son, and holy for the Holy Spirit. Okay? So, but, you know, see, like you said, the Spirit of God has to reveal, he's the one who reveals Jesus to people, okay? I mean, he moves on people, he tries to draw them into repentance, and if they push him away, then, you know, he'll maybe come back again at them, and eventually he stops, okay? And then the people are in trouble. And that's, anyway, listen, man, I don't want to go past time. And
no
I don't
problem, man.
Beat this up. I appreciate you letting me call you and talk to you about this.
Yeah, it's fun.
I was very concerned, you know, about the about how y'all believe, and I just think that y'all should seek God more, seek the Word of God and God. And I know y'all listen to Jesse a lot, but let me ask this one question before I go. Have you ever heard Jesse say he was wrong about something?
Of course.
Okay, cool.
What's your beef with JLP? What the heck? In short,
I don't have no beef.
Of course you do. You just implied that it's dangerous that we're listening to Jesse a lot. It sounded like you're implying that.
No, I said you should seek God.
Have you ever called JLP?
I'll call him if you want.
You've never called him?
I'll call him and talk to him. No, I've never talked.
You got to call in on Bible Thumper Thursday. I'm shocked that you've called Hake, but not JLP.
Well,
the serpent. The serpent. The serpent
okay,
trying
on.
To target the weaker vessel.
No.
Go ahead.
Listen,
go ahead.
I tried to call him one day.
Yeah.
And I guess Sean picked up or something, and I didn't realize that his show was over. And
oh, okay.
Put me on with you.
Oh.
I just feel comfortable talking to you. But if y'all want me to call him and debate him about some stuff, I surely will.
It's not to debate. It's to bring your question, your comment, your disagreement. I mean, you can call it a debate, but. That's funny, man. You're comfortable with Hake. Sean says, call in on Bible Thumper Thursday. I think that's a good suggestion.
All right. I'll surely do that. Man, y'all have a great day. And,
all right.
And I appreciate you, Hake, okay?
Right on, man.
All
Take
right.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Aman in India is on the line. Aman, how are you doing?
Hey, Hake. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
You just said the serpent is targeting the weak. That is true.
Isn't it? He's
yeah,
more comfortable with me. That's
yeah.
beta.
He's like yeah, he's like sneaking around.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, I had a question I asked you before this too. Like, do you remember like I asked the endure and the prize is yours in the end?
Yes, and what is the prize?
Yeah. Did you think about it? Or
you
did
you
ask anybody else?
You know what? I forgot about it after you asked me, and I'm like, oh, that's a thing I'll have to think about. And I didn't think about it. Because I was...
Oh, okay. That's super.
Yeah, but have you thought about it further? You have any... you want to share anything about it?
I particularly remember not reading, but hearing... from somebody, I think it was, I don't know, it's like written in the Bible saying like, if you go through it, you'll be called great in heaven or something like that.
I've heard stuff like that. I've read stuff like that.
But that's the only thing I've heard or read somewhere, but I don't know what Jesse totally means by it.
What Jesse totally means by it? Or what the Bible totally means by it?
Like
or
Jesse,
Jesus?
In, like Jesse says all the time, like, endure, endure, and prize is yours. But I don't know what that prize is.
Okay. Yeah. I don't either. You have you called into JLP with this question?
I was about to, but I forgot.
You know, I know that there is one reference to the prize, I think.
What did they?
About run in such a way as to win the prize. And a song goes like this, but I think the song is referencing a biblical passage, heavenward in Christ Jesus, something like that. The win the prize for which God has called me, heavenward in Christ Jesus. I think that's something that either Paul or whoever wrote Hebrews or something said in that, wrote in that. But
what is the song called?
Say again?
What is the song called?
The phone called?
Song, the one that you just said.
Run in such a way... Okay. I don't even know the name of the song, but I was a kid in like Sunday school or Wednesday night stuff. Run in such a way as to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
It's okay, but yeah. It's cool that you remember some lines because that's important. Yeah, but still, like, I can, like, call again later and ask you if you can remember at that time.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. That's all I had today. All
right, man. It's good to hear from you, Aman, in India. Call me again sometime.
Yeah, you too, Jay.
All right, bye. Flor. In Guatemala. How are you doing, Flor?
Hi, I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's nice to hear from you. First time caller?
Yeah, I'm so nervous. I have never called into a show besides my husband, but I needed to ask you a question.
Okay.
Oh, no. So, you just said about...
Are you out on the highway?
I'm out in a lake. Walk.
Okay.
That's probably why it sounds so windy.
Yep.
sorry, but I have some clarification. I need some clarification. So, you were saying about that not all of us will be saved, even if we ask for forgiveness. Our sins won't be able to be forgiven. Like, that Bible doesn't say that, right? Like, we don't supposed to ask Jesus for...
I don't think that it says we ask for forgiveness. I think because he's already forgiven us. I think it's a matter of accepting it or believing it, and when you believe it, then you really live it, and it's something more like that than asking, because a lot of people ask and... think they're praying to God and or imagine that they say, God, something, save me or whatever. But that's just fear talk. You know, that's their fear talking. They're giving voice to their fears and worries, which isn't necessarily of God.
Okay, that makes more sense. I was like, what is this guy talking about? Jesus went to the cross and did all that. And so you're right, though. Like, the Bible never says, pray to God for forgiveness. I don't recall reading that at all.
I mean, I know that there's one incident where Jesus talked about a theoretical scenario in which this Pharisee was preaching on this or was praying out in front of everybody or standing in the temple and like, oh, I'm glad I'm not like this tax collector or whatever. And the tax collector's like, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And I remember when I was trying really hard to be a Christian, I would say that prayer in my head or sometimes like out loud, God have mercy on me, a sinner. And I don't know. I don't know.
No, I think that you're completely right. Like,
your phone is awful. Cover your
what was that?
Cover your phone is awful. Cover the phone with your hand so that we don't hear all that racket.
I'm sorry. It's the North Wing. That's what it's called.
Okay.
No, but I think that you're completely right. I think that we have, not we, because I don't anymore, but I'm sure I was at some point believing that you're supposed to be begging God for forgiveness, and it just makes you feel guilty and horrible, instead of just accepting the fact that, yes, you're a sinner, and that God will have mercy on you. But you also said about not all of us will be saved, and that you were bummed about it. At least that's what I understood.
Uh-huh. Because,
what do you mean by that?
Because most people... It says most people are going to hell or are in hell already, you know? It says only a few will enter the kingdom of heaven in the Bible. It says that.
But the Bible also gives also tells you basically what to do for you not to go to hell. Right?
Yeah, I think. Yes. But it's not
so.
But people don't do it. People don't endure. I think it says in the Bible, he who endures to the end will be saved, something like that. And people don't endure.
Mm-hmm.
People fall away. Like Jesus even told this parable about the seed scattered on different types of soil, good soil, rocky soil, mm-hmm. shallow soil, thorny soil. And the worries of life was one type of soil that people got caught up with the worries of life, and so they didn't stay with it. Other people were all right. excited about it, and then they quickly withered away because they had no foundation, no roots. So he said that that's what the kingdom of heaven is like, is that mm-hmm. that it's like the seed that's scattered along all these different people, and only a few of them really accept it, truly accept it.
Right. Right, and to you, like, what does it look like to truly accept it?
People living and being like Jesus. I'm laughing. It's terrible.
That sounded like such a dumb question.
But that's it sounded like a dumb question or a dumb answer?
No, like a dumb question, because you gave such a, like, simple answer. But it's like, I should have been more complex about that.
But because... I think about the different people who seem to be examples of Christianity, and they live like Jesus. They're just speaking the truth, not prideful. They're humble. They are living it. They don't answer as you would expect. They're
right.
led by the Spirit of God. They're living what they're preaching. They're not... kiss-ups, they're just normal.
Hold on, give me one
second. Okay.
Hey, Taco! Sorry, my dog just decided to run away.
Nice.
But, I believe, but this is just me, I don't know about you, but I believe that a lot of women, more than men, will go to hell.
You think so?
What do you think about that?
You might be right. I don't know.
I think that women these days have, like, they're just refusing the Bible. They're a lot more close to the Bible because they find it misogynist.
Yeah, right.
And they try to stay away from it. And I believe this has to do with the government, right? Like, trying to make you believe that the woman can be... I'm not saying that we can't be independent, but... like trying to put it in a way that we're miserable having a husband or can you hear me? Taco. Sorry, she got lost for a minute.
What's her name?
Her name is Taco.
Taco? Nice.
She's a stray dog. She's like she looks like the sheep dog, the German sheep. I don't know how you call them in English.
German Shepherd?
No, I wish.
Oh, okay. A sheep dog. A sheep herder. Okay.
Yeah, cool. those Yeah, she's adorable. But anyways,
I think you like might now, be. I think that it would be like 99.9999% of men go to HE Double Toothpicks, and 99.999999% of women will go to HE Double Toothpicks. You might be right. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel a lot of women are always like against my belief on fact of like submitting to their husbands and just be a submissive woman. There is really nothing wrong with being submissive, but now these days they see it as, oh, submissive, that's abuse. It's not. Like,
right.
If we think about it, men are more logical than us women. They're not as emotional, you know, and we're supposed to be a team, one flesh, like the Bible says, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't even know why we got into this topic, but just wanted to throw that out there, I guess.
It might be. It's not really our business who goes where or how many or what the numbers are, you know? We're to work out our own salvation.
Right. But I also believe that God gave us this analytic brain, right, for us to also be able to...
You definitely do notice the differences in how men and women are regarding religion. Even though women are more into this religion identity than men, especially nowadays, per capita. But yeah, it is kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, Hank, it was so nice to say hi to you.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Floor.
Yeah, I'll listen, okay?
All right, sounds good. Take care.
All right, see ya.
Bye. Right on. So many likable callers on Hank, says a man. Indeed. Joelle Friday TV is coming up next, guys. Amazing Asia. Speaking of likable listeners and callers, bought a coffee. July just feels anti-Semitic. LOL. July? ? Emoji. Says Amazing Asia. Amazing Asia, I disavow for the sake of my channel. They never lie. No, I'm kidding. Of course, let God be true and every man a liar, including those people. Right on, Amazing Asia. Thank you for the coffee. That's cool. Let me double check on any elsewhere. Okay, I have about 5 minutes till I have to go 5 minutes till the 10 minutes to go, right? Until Joelle Friday TV comes up, guys. Catch him. Catch Nick, the American anchor baby. There was something that I wanted to get to in here. Speaking of the ladies, last week I mentioned this Israel Gaza. I liked how that guy over in Michigan said Gaza. Sounds cool. Hillel Fold posted this on X, and I mentioned it last week, and you heard this clip on the Jesse Lee Peterson show as well. I guess that's Coleman Hughes, former JLP guest. He's black. And Coleman Hughes gives context. I think he was a guest on my competitor, Joe Rogan. Context about this 32,000, probably and growing, right? Who knows how many. But the Hamas health ministry, I guess, said 32,000 at one recent number of people have been killed in this Israel offensive on Gaza. Because Rogan was like, Joe Rogan, my competitor, 32,000 dead. That's got to be some sort of genocide, Jay. And so this gal... in the replies. And he says, well, actually, 13,000 Hamas militants. Israel says they got 13,000 Hamas militants offed, meaning killed. And so 13,000, that leaves 19,000. That's not a bad ratio, actually. Even though it's way more civilians, like always, get killed, I guess, is what he's saying. Especially when the Hamas embeds themselves amongst the civilians. According to the claims. And so 19,000 civilians for 13,000 Hamas fighters. Not bad. It's better than what America did in some other Middle East thing. America had more civilians per militants killed in some other offensive in the Middle East. And then so this woman, so I made that point before, and I'm like, huh, interesting, huh? Had you heard that? Had you considered that? And who cares about it? Well, I say who cares. But nobody really cares. All these people caught up in cider gen A, NSIJ, let the people have their little NSIJ. Everybody, cider for all, you know, cider for all. I'm not for it. I wouldn't want to get illed K. Nobody wants to get illed K. But that's their business over there. I think part of the world's problems is meddling mamas, people meddling. And I get that America's support in it, the American establishment, which are in many / all instances anti-American. So I'm not for them. But whatever. But this woman, what I found interesting was this is a bunch of women replying. So Kristen Megan, don't harass her, guys, said that's still too many murdered and America has a huge hand in it. Well, America does have a big hand in it because America's subsidizing it in part, right? Cover my pits. And murdered and woman yapping. A woman yapping is not help. My take. This Kristen woman. And so the replies. You see the replies there, Hassan? Okay, so she says there's too many murdered. And so this Melissa woman, another woman, purportedly, replies on X. You aren't living in reality. All the deaths are on Hamas. All of them? They could end this today. And I don't agree with Melissa entirely on this. That's kind of like the people who say, this is entirely on Israel. Or this is entirely on Hamas. No, they're both. Takes two to tango. And you don't blame all the steps. All the steps are not necessarily wrong. Maybe some of them are. Maybe all of them are. All the deaths are on Hamas, she says. They could end this today. Surrender and release the hostages. Stop pretending evil doesn't exist. Says Melissa. Kristen says, oh, sorry if there's cussing. Hopefully there's no cussing in this. Who do you think created and funded Hamas? Who funded those same people who created Hamas? The U.S. government. Learn history. # military industrial complex. Have you spent time in the U.S. military? An irrelevant question. I have, says Kristen. Irrelevant question. Have you spent time in the U.S. military? So this other woman, a third woman, Morganism, said, you're right when you say our country is partly to blame for the October 7th attack. Why we continue to fund a terrorist group, Hamas, she's calling that. Terrorist is beyond crazy to me. If we could stop funding Hamas and let Israel finish it quick, that'd be nice. And then this woman says Israel created Hamas. So all these women arguing, I almost got into the replies, but I'm like, wait, these are a bunch of women. Let me not feed this. So I didn't reply. But somebody said, but I am covering it. I'm signal boosting. These ladies. And a woman, another gal replied, another woman, L, said, murder is intentional, you nitwit. Murder is what Hamas did in the early morning, October 7th, when they went unprovoked into innocent people's homes in a concert and slaughtered, blah, 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 blah. I'm zipping my lip. These females all arguing over something that doesn't even pertain to them. I don't think. Why are they letting you in the military, Kristen? What a mess. Hake scared of women on Twitter. It's not scared. It's just that I don't want to deal with that mess. I got to end, though, guys. This is Soul Junk Sunday going into Monday. This is from the 2001 album, 1957, or maybe 2002. Angst, Funk, Slag, Collision. Adios, America. Joelle Friday TV coming up next. Bye.
Junk. Ah. Delivering lies of post signs, host the most. Fake bombs, grown verbose. Hate slows, cause it's a close. Chase, see, lock the ghost. Play my ace and invest. Your appearance is enough to bring the cold change. Silver, my forearm splinters and broken Spanish. I'll manage to spit out what's the damage. Styles I landed. Like Raleigh with the handlebars, pistachio. One false move and it's a no shape. Rattle scars, spitting out the overgrown straight follicles. You miss my molecules. I spin back like an atomizer. Beta rays, wasting stars, crazy faces. Innovator glaze over the optical. I swear I'm copping y'all with the tasty cake and Boston. And a 1,000-mile gaze, your blazing standards with diminishing comebacks at minimum wage. Why lie about your age when you're 900 years past your prime? Premium Venice for a scrimmage, marching down. Parade pass, tubular belt, a new yearly drone blast. I test the little didgeridoo's mission. Mirror the shadow that you don't cast, get with it. But of course, how easy to cover it all with skin fitted thongs and see through doors. Your songs are bores. Fab cap off the back, come on, the prefab scores. Diddy dumb down to the core. So what you trying to say? My paragraphs all run on straight design display. When I'm confined in some simple mind, catchphrase to some bite size alphabets line up in the spoon to spell A-C-H-O-O and blow you all the way. A-C-H-O-O and blow you all the way. A-C-H-O-O and blow you all the way. A-C-H-O-O-O.
Joelle Friday TV coming next. This is Christian. And it's white.
Diddy dumb down to the core. So what you trying to say? My paragraphs all run on straight design display. When I'm confined in some simple-minded catchphrase to some bite-sized alphabets line up in your spoon to spell A-C-H-O-O and blow you all the way. A-C-H-O-O and blow you all the way. A-C-H-O-O and blow you all the way. A-C-H-O-O-O-O.
Adios, America.